Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Kathleen.
Today's a bonus. It's a Sunday. What's today's date even? I have no idea.
Today is the 22nd.
You are listening to an Acquired Taste podcast on Sunday, March 22nd. Welcome, Taste Buds.
Yes, welcome. We are doing this again from our independent apartment. So I'm in Kitchen Studio NYC. Kathleen is in Hoboken Studio NJ.
I'm not letting Bethany look at me via Skype just yet because I wanted to do a big reveal. It has been, when did I last shower?
Kathleen.
Today is Sunday?
Yeah.
Maybe Friday?
Okay, you know what? That's not the worst.
I still haven't changed out of my pajamas, and I went to go get cleaned up in the bathroom to look presentable for you, and all I did was brush my teeth, and you can't even smell. You can't even smell my breath over Skype, so I don't know why I did that.
But it makes you feel better. So all I can see is a beautiful sky blue sheen over your camera. That's all I'm seeing.
Because I put some painter's tape over
it. Okay, that's what I was wondering how you were getting that beautiful color.
I'm about to do my big reveal. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Hi!
You look gorgeous! You and I look the same level of disheveled.
I really, truly do need to get in the shower today. But, you know, it's the corona lockdown, so where am I going? Nowhere.
So there's a lot of people who don't normally work from home, and they've been posting on social media, or some of my friends have been saying, okay, so it really does matter that you shower every day or that you get dressed every day. And yes, as someone, and Kathleen, you can attest to this as well, as someone who works from home a lot, it is very important to shower. And if you are a makeup wearer normally, put on that makeup, put on clean clothes that are not pajamas. You will feel so much more productive and like a living human being, even when you're working from home. Would you agree?
100%, 110%. I was just telling Bethany before we started recording, I am so tired. I woke up 3 hours ago.
And you're so sleepy.
I'm so sleepy. What is that? Is that happening to you too?
Yeah, I woke up this morning, first of all, exhausted. Dennis is here. He got up and fed the cats. When he came back, I was still unable to wake up. And now I'm wearing glasses where the prescription is too strong for me and it kind of gives me a headache. And I'm thinking that if I wear these, it will force me to wake up because I'm in physical pain. So that's what I'm trying. We are here for you guys as everyone is dealing with this. I think as we say this, Kathleen, Hoboken, are you guys quarantined or is it just you have a curfew?
It's self-isolation.
Okay.
So they can't really enforce it. They're not going to give you a ticket if you go and take a walk outside. But they're asking you to stay indoors. And actually yesterday, the governor of New Jersey made a big announcement, probably about 1 o'clock. I knew this was coming. He wrote on his Facebook and he was telling all the media outlets that he was going to make a big announcement. And the announcement was that he was shutting down every business that's non-essential.
Okay.
I was afraid he was going to shut down the liquor stores. So at like 11:30, I walked over to the wine store with my backpack.
Okay, Kathleen, the last time I was at your house, you showed me a liquor cabinet that is a tall closet. It's like a linen closet filled with booze. How much more booze do you need? You have so much.
But you know what? That liquor cabinet is like, my closet is filled with hard liquor. And all I wanted was just like a smattering of white wine.
Gotcha.
So I filled my backpack with wine and then I walked home and that's what I did yesterday.
You know what? You're keeping your local businesses alive. And that's the important thing.
Right, Bethany. I was keeping my local businesses alive.
Supporting those local businesses. It's like last night when Dennis and I ordered Chinese food. It was to support local businesses, not because we were too lazy to make food ourselves.
Yes, exactly. Speaking about ordering food in, I want to tell you about this article that I read this morning that my husband sent me. Because last night I was sort of, not spiraling, but I was just talking out loud. And I was saying to him, you know, I'm worried about takeout because you don't know who's making your food. And then somebody has to deliver it. And then you're like touching things that other people have touched. And I'm just uncertain about the whole thing. And I read this article today that said that there's very little evidence that corona is passed through food. Really, no one should be afraid of ordering takeout. And the best thing you can do is wipe down the containers that the food came in and eat it from a clean plate. Take the food out of the container it came in, throw that container away, put it into a clean container in your house, wash your hands as you're doing all of this and you'll be fine.
That's really good to know. You know, we've been saying this all along, the profit margin of restaurants is very slim and so every order counts. And I think probably more than ever, they are going to keep things as clean as possible because the last thing they need is, you know, a case of something attached to their restaurant.
On the way home from the the liquor store because, you know, I'm just getting the essentials. I walked into my favorite cupcake shop. They only had one employee working and there was no one in the shop. So I walked in. I kept a safe distance. I ordered some cupcakes and then I gave them my name and my number. And I said, I would be willing to help you with your social media right now.
Oh, Kathleen.
I want them to stay open. Yeah. Like, this is legit my favorite cupcake shop. Yeah. I shop there a lot. And I said, I want you to stay open. I was looking for information on your socials if you were still open. There really wasn't a lot. You don't have anyone updating your stuff. I'd be so happy to help you during Corona to like get the word out about ordering. And I really, truly hope they email me.
Kathleen, what a good idea. I would never have thought of that. That is something you can do if you are good at stuff like that. Offer to help your local businesses because I think that they probably need all of the help they can get right now. That's such a good idea.
Have you been outside, Bethany? Have you taken a walk lately?
I have a couple of times. I definitely feel like I'm breaking the rules when I do it. But Dennis needs to go outside more than I do. And so he is the one who's saying, like, you really need to get out of your house every once in a while. It's not healthy for you to only choose to be inside. You know, we've run to the grocery store. We've run to the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. It does feel good to get out. But I just feel like I'm not officially immunocompromised. But anyone who has listened to this show for any length of time knows that I get sick all the time. And so I just feel like the best thing I can do is not go outside. I'm trying to take it seriously for people who aren't taking it seriously.
In Jersey, they're telling you that you can still go outside for exercise. You can still go outside to go for a run or go for a bike ride. Just keep your freaking distance.
Yeah. I think that's great.
And they want people to stay off the roads.
I think
they don't want people driving to unnecessary places that they don't need to drive. But not that it hasn't been serious, but it's getting a lot serious and it's not going to get better next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a month.
Easily a month.
Yeah.
We're going to do some more fun, lighter subjects during this bonus episode.
Yeah.
But
we have some listener advice coming.
But I want to also share something really quickly. I got a DM from Tastebud Catherine, and she pointed out that, you know, we've been talking a lot about mental health and where you can get mental health support. And we'll put some links in the show notes if being inside is really hard for you. But she also pointed out that we need to have some awareness about domestic violence victims, because as we are isolated, a lot of times these victims are isolated with their abusers, and a lot of those victims include children. If you go to, I'm going to read out her Instagram handle. It's Ashley Bendixson, AshleyBendixson on Instagram. She has some resources for domestic violence victims during COVID-19 and where you can turn, because that's one thing that I hadn't thought of.
It's a sad reality, but it's 100% true.
Yeah.
Also, we have some other sad news. Jacqueline, I'm not going to say her last name, but Jacqueline, on the Tastebud fan group page, wrote, "Well, buds, as if this corona stuff isn't real enough, it certainly is now. My mother's cousin has succumbed to the virus. It happened last night after a week of fighting it. And the worst part is that we cannot even say a proper goodbye until this is all over. Oh. And I am still in shock."
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Yeah.
It's real.
It's very real.
So, I know it's really tempting to say this can't take us down and we'll fight it and I'll go outside and live my life. But like we said last week, this isn't a terrorist that you can say, I'm going to live my life. This is a virus. And the best thing we can do is stay inside. Our thoughts, obviously, and good energy and love go out to Jacqueline and her whole family. We are so sorry for your loss.
And everyone who has a family member who's fighting COVID-19 or who has lost a family member to COVID-19. My friends Stephanie and Jessica lost an uncle to COVID-19.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had to sit Shiva over Zoom.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of like a crazy concept, right?
Yeah, I think Zoom is probably seeing their shares go way up. I've never used it before until now. I'm actually doing my aerial class via Zoom today. We're doing not the flying, obviously, but a lot of like the workouts and the training. We're all getting together on Zoom and doing what I call Body Time USA.
It helps to move a little bit inside of your house and stretching. I delivered groceries to my mother on Friday and I still am keeping a distance from her because she's in her 70s and, you know, I just don't want to risk anything. Even when I'm in her house, I keep a distance. But she and I did some stretches.
That's great.
And after we did, It felt so good.
Oh, some stretching is the best.
Stretching my hip flexors always make me feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
That's a really good one, too, because hip flexors are tight. I don't know about you, but mine are tight. So
my hip flexors are tight. All right, let's get into some listener advice. But first,
Kathleen, I know that a lot of people are stuck inside right now, which means you're probably going through and trying to get rid of a lot of stuff, or you're ramping up your online business activities. And that is why right now, more than ever, you need ShipStation.
You know, when you're trying to ship stuff out, keeping track of who gets what and which shipping carrier should you use and what are the best rates, that stuff can be really confusing.
Yeah. So ShipStation helps you get your orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep your customers happy all at once.
No matter where you're selling, if that's Amazon or Etsy or even your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface.
They work with all of the carriers you use, USPS, FedEx, UPS, even Amazon Fulfillment, and they even offer really big discounts on shipping costs.
And did you know that you can even manage your packages from your cell phone?
So in between mindlessly tweeting and double-clicking on Instagram photos and watching TikTok cat videos, you can control your shipping. And right now, an Acquired Taste listeners can try ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the offer code TASTE.
There's absolutely no risk. You can start your free trial without even entering your credit card information.
Just visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in TASTE.
That's ShipStation.com and enter the code TASTE.
ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. All right, Kathleen, let's get into some quick and dirty listener advice.
Yes.
Okay, this is from Taste Bud Ian. Ian says, hey ladies, I currently work and live in Philly, but NYC has been my dream city since I was a child. I'm 23. I'm a video editor about to get laid off from my current production company due to COVID-19. Desperately need to save money and just wanted to see if you had any advice for me. A million questions come to mind, such as how much money should I save before making the move? What are the best places to look for an apartment? How okay is it that I don't own a car? Does NYC actually suck and I shouldn't bother? I believe you mentioned a rat park before on the podcast. What's that about? Oh, that's just in Tribeca. That's okay. Ian says, I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. Thought this might be a fun topic to tackle as I don't recall hearing you guys cover anything like this before. Thanks for any advice, words of encouragement, or even just taking the time to open and read this email. That's from Taste Bud Ian. This is an interesting time to move to New York.
Yeah. But not an impossible time.
Not an impossible time.
You know, maybe take this COVID padding to save some money.
Yeah. I would say, oh man, let's estimate that your average rent is going to be, would you say $2,000?
No. Well, if you want to live actually in Manhattan and you want to live alone, I would say you need to be prepared to pay anywhere in between $2,200 a month and $3,500 a month, depending on how nice you want your building to be. Like a fifth floor walk up is obviously going to be cheaper than a luxury sky rise with a gym and stuff like that.
Right.
But I would say, yeah. And if you wanted a really desirable neighborhood like the West Village,
woof,
be ready to go up to maybe like $4,500 or $5,200.
Yeah, per month.
per month, which is insanity.
Which is insanity. I would recommend having about 3 months worth of rent ready to go before you move. Because they're going to want, like any place you move, they're going to want security deposit plus first month's rent. So basically twice the amount of rent.
They just passed a law in New York City, something about, you know, once upon a time, you used to have to hire like a rental agent to find you a place.
Yes.
And then not only would you have to pay a security deposit, you'd have to pay that rental agent like a month and a half of rent as their commission. But now I think the law is that the landlord has to pay that rental agent. The person renting the apartment doesn't have to pay the rental agent anymore.
It's something like that, because I have a friend who is a rental agent and he doesn't know if he will be able to pay his own mortgage anymore because he's losing a significant amount of money when that law passed.
Yeah.
But it is very expensive to live here. I don't know what the prices are in Philly, so I don't know. Maybe you're paying that much already.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like neighborhoods, I mean, that's tough. I don't know if there are any neighborhoods that are quote unquote affordable anymore, because the ones that are ones that are like being gentrified. And so I don't really know if I want to recommend moving there anyway, because it would involve taking away livable spaces for people who have lived there for generations.
You know, I would say probably the East Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Nolita. Chinatown right now needs help. I would move to Chinatown. They've got fabulous places to eat in Chinatown, and it's a really delightful central location to get to other parts of the city.
Yeah. That,
with lots of subway stops.
Yeah, the train lines are good there.
Yeah. I have a friend who just moved to the Upper East Side, and she's really loving it up there. I love the Upper West Side. If I had to move, I probably would move to the Upper West Side.
Yeah, same. If I had to move, I would say Upper West Side, or I really like Hell's Kitchen, too.
Yeah.
I think that's a great area.
Yeah, I love Hell's Kitchen. I also, Ian, right? Ian Taste Buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Brooklyn, New Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are options, too. Like, I've never lived in the actual city of Manhattan.
Manhattan. You start and end with a consonant. The rest are all vowels. Manhattan.
I love Hoboken where I live. Jersey City, the next city over from Hoboken, is also a fabulous place to live.
And yeah, Jersey City is huge. People love that.
And so many cute neighborhoods in Brooklyn. Ian, I wouldn't settle only for Manhattan. I would try the outer boroughs as well.
And I think surprisingly, there's some affordable places in Midtown, like near Times Square. But the reason they're probably affordable is because no one wants to live there because it's chaos. But, you know, that might be a good place to look as well.
And I would also say as a cushion on top of 3 months rent, I would probably try to have at least $5,000 in just a cushion.
Yeah. I would.
Five to ten. And it seems, I mean, Bethany and I don't take this lightly because we know how much it costs to live in New York City.
Yeah.
We cut back in other ways, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We're not saying, you know, save $5,000 like it's the easiest thing in the world. We're saying be aware that it's going to be hard to save $5,000. So that's what you want to work towards to move here.
Yeah. Like I have friends who don't live near New York City or in New York City and they do things like they get their nails done every week.
Yeah.
And they go shopping more than I do. And they go to the movies more than I do. And I find other ways to cut back. So I guess it all kind of balances out in the end.
Yeah. And I think if you've ever grown up without a lot of money, you just tap into that innate understanding of how to cut back on things.
Yeah.
But you can do it. If it's a place you've always wanted to live, Ian, then I think that you should live here. I feel like everyone should live here at least once.
I think being scrappy is one of the best qualities a person can have.
Yes. And Dennis also says you are not a true New Yorker, no matter how long you've lived in New York, unless you have struggled at some point in living here. So
you do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You do what you got to do. Kathleen, what is the next email?
All right. This is from Teresa. Teresa says, "Hi, ladies, cats, significant others, and other buds. I'm writing to ask you for advice, and it's something that I'm mulling over with my therapist about. Can I get a what-what?
What-what therapy?
Or a Bethany's air horn for mental health?
Near, near.
And the advice I need is about my attitude at work. My job is mostly customer service and helping other people decide the next steps in their lives.
Okay.
I recruit people for jobs for a big-ish company. I've been doing my position at this company for a total of 2 years, but I've been in the field for a total of 6 years. I know my worth and I know that I'm good, but I'm in an environment where it's not often recognized and I get bogged down by work. I work long hours. I am dependable, which can be used against me. And when I do presentations, I often get compliments by the audience. Like people clap for me, but I feel like my office doesn't see that. About a year ago, they promoted someone who started later than me to a high position. And quite honestly, that person was not as qualified and they're still not as qualified."
Oh, I hate this.
Yep. "And I hate to say, but I think part of the reason that person was promoted over me is because he was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
They also praise him all the time and recently sent him on a business trip to Florida because he's been, in quotes, working so hard, in their words, and the trip was really a trip that I should have gone on or someone else on my level should have gone on. And to be honest, on the subject of sexism, I work with customers daily who do not like my answers and oftentimes ask to speak to someone else, but it's really to speak with a male in my office instead. Heck, I've even gone through the job process for 20 minutes with someone only to hang up on them and then hear that same person on the phone with another male coworker a few minutes later.
Being bogged down and seeing daily injustices has made me bitter and resentful, and that is not who I am. I'm the one in the office that people always go to for positivity. I even hang up positive quotes and I change them every day. I'm even in a club that organizes team bonding experiences for the office. I was in charge of February, where the activity was leaving notes of encouragement to each other. Oh, that's really sweet. I just earned my master's and I'm currently going through the process of finding a new job.
Good.
It's not an overnight solution, which I understand. So I ask this of you both. How do you get through a negative work experience without having the job nip you at your core? Are there affirmations, sage, just any advice that can get me through the workday would be greatly appreciated. Just asking for any advice to help me get through the workday. Love you all, Teresa.
Wow. Okay. I think a lot of it is that Teresa is not being given feedback and praise because she is so clearly the positive person in the office that everyone assumes she's fine.
You and I have talked about this before, Bethany. Good employees get punished time and time again for being good employees because you're reliable and you're the one that they can count on and you're always there and you're upbeat. And so they don't necessarily want to promote you because they want you on their team.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really interesting. I think this is a good email too for everyone listening to stop down and really think about the people in your office and who you rely on to do the things like keep morale up, organize the parties, make sure that like everyone signs the birthday card for everyone's birthday. Yep. Those jobs are usually done by women. And it's because women are default seen as the emotional support and in charge of remembering stuff. Well, you know, so-and-so will remember it. That's her job. Make sure that you are not taking advantage and assuming that Carol is going to take care of it versus Ted. That is a sexism that I think we all really fall into.
Yeah.
I'm glad, Teresa, that you're looking for a new job. I think that if you feel comfortable talking to your boss in the meantime and saying, hey, I see that so-and-so got promoted. I know that they started after me. Is there something I can be doing that will give me the opportunity to move forward? You know, I've been doing this, 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 and I really want to make sure that I am advancing the way that I want.
Yeah.
If it's a good boss, they will give you that feedback or, you know, be surprised that, oh, I didn't realize you needed that affirmation. If they're a bad boss, they won't.
Yeah. Bethany, have you ever experienced sexism in the workplace?
Sorry, I just choked on my own rage.
Do you have something caught in your throat? I have 100%. Oh my God, on more than one occasion.
It's crazy.
I was on a national call once where someone presented the work that I had been doing like they thought of it and it was their work.
Yeah.
And the person presenting my work didn't realize that I was going to be on the call.
Did you call them out?
I didn't.
Oh, honey.
I mean, I didn't call them out in a way that was accusatory, like, how could you do that? I called them out in a way that was like, oh, I was on the call and I saw that you were like presenting all of this work that I've been doing, you know, sort of like a do it again and I'll cut your testicles off type thing.
Yeah.
But absolutely. Teresa, I've been there. I know what it feels like. It feels like fucking shit.
My really big piece of advice is that if you know you are not long for this job and you are looking to find another job, lower your expectations of what is going to happen at this job. You are here until you don't have to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. I am a big fan of the emotional bell jar. Put a big old emotional bell jar over your head every morning when you go into work. Picture it going down over your entire body and you are protected inside. And everything that happens to you just tings off of the glass and bounces back. It cannot get to you. It cannot affect you.
Yeah.
You have to keep putting it on. I think it was Gabby Sidibe who said like she has to keep putting confidence on like lipstick.
Yeah.
Keep putting it on during the day. But that has helped me a lot going into situations like that. What about you, Kathleen?
Teresa, also, even though you're just trying to get through this job until you find something new, I would make sure that your superiors know how hard you are working. Mm-hmm. Because you know what a lot of men do? They go to their bosses and they're like, wow, do you know what I just did? And then they list their accomplishments of things that they got done that day. Do you know what women tend not to do?
they tend not to talk themselves up like they did a lot of work, even though they did.
Yeah.
It's just an innate thing that women do. We know we get our jobs done and then we have 10,000 other jobs to go home and do. So we go home and do those jobs instead of sticking around and being like, hey, boss, I solved problems A, B, and C today.
Yeah.
I would start doing that. I would leave a post-it note on your superior's desk every day with everything you accomplished and got done that helps them move the business forward.
Yeah. Be prepared that the boss may view that as you being full of yourself, because it is typically viewed differently when a woman does it than when a man does it.
Yeah.
Which is, again, just sexism. Start standing up for yourself, I think, a little bit more than you have been. Don't be afraid to do it because you're worth it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about that.
We stand in solidarity with you, Teresa. Please let us know when you get a new job. Don't get down on yourself about your work attitude. You're allowed to be bitter. Just put the bell jar over your head.
Over your head.
And the bell jar will also save you from corona.
That's true. It probably will. Kathleen, I know that you said, I think off mic, that you have been shopping a lot more than you should be.
Yeah, like I think I have places to go to wear any of these things and like put any of these new items. I don't know why. It just makes me feel better to like open up my cart and put things in it, because totally. I'm a psychopath. I'm a materialistic psychopath.
I don't think so. I think it's pinging a part of your brain that makes you happy, and we all kind of need that right now. So in that vein, let's do a quick game of how much do you think this is worth, okay?
Ooh, my favorite game.
Okay, so I went on two of our favorite places, Etsy and eBay.
Okay.
And I'm going to read off some items that people are making and asking how much they're worth, okay?
Got it.
Okay, so let's start with, on Etsy, a seashell chandelier light pendant. Now, let me describe this to you.
Please do.
It is a beautiful peach and cream color shell chandelier. It's 30 inches high. It's 12 inches wide. It comes with a plug, so you can use a light bulb, but you don't get a light bulb with it. It is three tiers of puka shells with then a web of shells connecting the tiers, and then two different layers of strings of shells hanging down with feathers and coral shells hanging off of that.
Ooh.
How much do you think this monstrosity is worth?
Well, let me ask you a question, Bethany.
Sure.
Is it like beach chic, or is it like, would you hang it in your beach house if you had a beach house?
Would I, or would a person?
Would you?
I would not. However, this would be where you would hang it, is yes, a beach house. Or if you lived in Florida.
Do you think that I would hang it in a beach house if I had a beach house?
No. I think the coral-colored shells make it look a little bit too much like skin. So it really does look like teeth and skin hanging off a chandelier.
Let's say someone, it probably costs this person $100 to make.
But hours and hours of their time.
Hours and hours of their time. I'm going to say this person's trying to sell this for $1,700.
Oh, wow. No, no, no. $212.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's not bad.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try the next one.
Wow, I'm really not good at this.
That's okay. This, Kathleen, is a size 7 silver engagement ring setting.
Okay.
But instead of a diamond in it, it is a human molar.
Stop it.
It is a real human tooth. It has been professionally cleaned and sanitized, set into a sterling silver engagement ring setting that has a fine filigree design. The ring is a size 7. The tooth is about a half inch in diameter.
Oh,
so.
Okay, this person's trying to sell this for $150.
$95. You can get this for a steal.
You know, I found your tooth in my drawer the other day.
Wait, I gave that to you?
You gave me a tooth.
I was wondering where that went.
Neil was going through our medicine cabinet. We were checking to see if either one of us got corona, would we have enough Tylenol?
Yes.
And your tooth was in my medicine drawer. And Neil is like, is this Bethany's tooth?
Did you guys throw it away?
No, absolutely not. I'm never throwing that away.
Thank you.
And if you want it back, I'd be happy to give you your tooth back.
I kind of want it back, but not if that's a take back.
No. I'll give it back to you. I think you used to put it in my purse.
I did.
At some point, so I would go home and just find your tooth sitting in my purse.
I do. I think that's what happened. Okay, that sounds about right.
I'm going to send it to this Etsy artist and make you a ring.
Well, speaking of sending your teeth into an Etsy artist, you can get a pet or a human tooth put into a resin pendant as a keepsake. This example is a little rectangular shaped clear lucite pendant. It's okay. About a quarter of an inch thick, and floating inside of it are two canine teeth. One of them looks a little bloody. As you can select a silver-plated chain, a sterling silver chain, or a key ring, different prices. But let's say you go with the sterling silver chain with a tooth keepsake gift. How much would this cost you?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Who's wearing a bloody tooth around their neck?
Two teeth.
Shit, that's so fucked up. Imagine someone who is a serial killer and they pull out their own teeth and then make this jewelry with one of their victim's teeth and one of their own teeth.
Oh.
And then they just wear it around their neck like a big statement necklace.
It's like a best friends forever necklace, but way worse.
Oh, like I killed you forever necklace.
Yeah, which they did.
Let's say this person is selling this pendant for $75.
No, less than that, $53.93. Steal. Let's do a couple more.
Wait, speaking of teeth, before you move on.
Sure.
Just imagine you're on a blind date.
Yeah.
The person has really nice teeth.
Yes.
They're so white.
Don't compliment them on their teeth. I've made that mistake before. It comes off creepy.
It does?
Yeah. Hey, I like your teeth. Sounds real weird. Continue.
And you order burgers. Veggie burger, quinoa burger, whatever, you know? And instead of chewing it, they actually have a fistful on every single finger, a ring made out of a tooth.
Okay.
And they start grinding the food down with their hands. They put their hand in the shape of a fist.
Yeah.
And they use their rings to grind the food down until it's so pulpy. Then they just use a spoon and swallow it.
They play Mama Bird with a knuckle duster of teeth.
Exactly.
I would end the date right there. Not to be judgmental, but like, what's wrong with your own teeth? Come on.
Their teeth are so nice. They're just trying to keep them white. So they use their teeth rings to grind up their food and then they just swallow.
That's the human body equivalent of having a room in your house that's so clean that you don't let anyone in it. Like, what's the
point? Right, you're right.
Like my Aunt Vicky's doll room. It's where she keeps all her porcelain dolls so we can't go in there.
Why do people collect things like that? I don't know.
She keeps the French doors closed on the porcelain doll room.
You know what?
Okay.
I don't know. Let's move on.
Let's move on. You can get someone's hair put into a bead and then that bead set into a ring. How much would you pay for the hair bead ring?
$25.
$36.55.
I'm getting better. I'm getting warmer.
All right. One more. No, not one more. A couple more. You can get a large resin pendant with human hair put inside it and then the person's initials on the pendant. It's a big hair pendant.
Oh. Would you wear that with your cat's hair in it?
No.
You wouldn't wear that?
Because it's clear. The pendant is clear resin. So all you see are wisps of hair. It's really upsetting looking.
Okay, let's say that it's $56.
$36.55. These resin hair pendants are very affordable.
I like resin and lucite. I think it's very chic.
I do too.
Can you imagine a whole coffee table made out of that? Imagine your cat dies and you shave the cat before you cremate its body. And then you send it to this Etsy designer and you ask for a lucite or a resin coffee table with just smatterings of cat hair in it.
Oh, it's so, it's just upsetting.
If you spray painted the fur gold before it was set into the furniture, it actually might be beautiful.
Yeah, if you had spray painted it really any color, because then it would lose the realistic texture of hair and it would look more like a garland. I think any other part of the human body is fine. No, it's not. Skin is weird too. But like putting hair into a tape, something about the hair just really upsets me.
All I want from you, Bethany, is just 3 inches of your locks cut and dipped gold and then put into a coffee table for me. Can you make that happen?
You can have it now. I give it freely.
Thank you.
Let's jump over to eBay really quickly.
Okay.
A 5-inch long clown doll, paranormal. This doll is apparently haunted. Chopper, a paranormal clown doll vessel, only 5 inches long. He liked to sit on a shelf or go with you wherever you go. He is small, so I call these small clown spiritual dolls pocket spirit vessel. You can take with you easily because they are so small and can fit in your pocket or purse. He likes to go to bingo and casinos and cemeteries, things like that, says this explanation.
Makes sense.
Now, you know that this is legit because the person lit a candle in front of the doll and then took a picture with the doll where the smoke was going up in front of the doll so it looks like a spirit. How much do you think that this doll went for? The bidding just ended about an hour ago.
$500.
$25.
That's it?
Paranormal dolls are not going for much right now.
Oh, does it come with a certification of authenticity?
It does not. It does not. Mm. All right, Kathleen, one more.
All right.
There is a haunted Elmo doll. Again, someone lit the candle in front and the smoke is going up, so it looks like there's a spirit dancing around the Elmo doll.
You should get this for a child if you really don't like that child.
So this person says, I was going to store... So this person has very many haunted dolls, I guess, a lot of haunted dolls. I was just going to store them here, but the energy is just way too much for one home. I cannot keep them all here. I will continue to accept them, but they will be moved forward to people who know what they are getting themselves into. Other researchers looking for a source from which to study, examine, test, and experience the paranormal energies and entities attached to the doll. This is one of them. All haunted dolls will be priced to discourage curiosity buyers. Sorry, but these are real entities and energies. They can and will cause potential harm in negative cases. This is Elmo.
Bethany, please tell me that you bid on this doll. Please.
I did not. I did not bid on this Elmo doll that is apparently haunted. However, I like the fact that they say that they are pricing it to discourage buyers who don't know what they're doing. Guess how much this haunted active Elmo doll is starting bid at?
$250.
Nope. Lower.
Okay. $115.
Nope. Lower.
$5.
$35.
$35.
You know, okay. To discourage people from buying it,
$35. I mean, $35 is not nothing, but it's not like you're taking out a loan from the queen, you know?
I don't think that you're really discouraging anyone from buying it. Yeah. But as we see, haunted dolls, really, there's not a lot of people who are like scrambling to get them.
I will go 50-50 on that doll with you.
Absolutely not. I'm not risking it. I have enough problems of my own.
You regularly host pagan ceremonies inside your apartment and you're afraid of a haunted Elmo doll?
Okay, I don't host anything. It's just me. Hosting involves asking people to come over, and you know I don't do that.
Well, I've been begging to come over. You
can come over and join a solstice festival or a solstice ritual if you want.
Okay.
And B, that's not like asking for creepy things to happen. It's just like, you know, saying what's up to Mother Nature and please have the sprites protect my cows during this harvest.
Okay. In some capacity, you need to admit that just plants, the way that they grow, like out of nowhere with water and sunlight, that's a little creepy. Like, let's be realistic about
that. It is a bit magical. Absolutely.
You are fooling yourself when you're saying like, oh, it's just a solstice celebration. No, Bethany. You're asking for plants to grow in a way that's magical in a science that has never made any sense to me. And that's just as creepy as an Elmo doll.
Science. It's too creepy.
Like, what is photosynthesis anyway?
Dude. Process by which plants take sunlight, turn it into food.
Why can't I just go outside and drink water and get sunlight and then like grow 3 inches? It's fucked up.
I did briefly date a guy who decided he was going on a sun diet and he was only going to take his nutrition from the sun. And these are actual people who do this. And he got very, very sick and had to start eating again.
Oh, imagine that. You know, with all this corona stuff, I cannot stop watching videos on YouTube of self-sustaining houses.
Oh,
I was watching this video that my brother sent me about a family that I assume lives in British Columbia, like somewhere up in Canada on that side. And it's just that their house, they have like solar panels for sun in the summer. And then in the winter, they live near a river. So they have sort of like a river turbine that makes their electricity. And they're 100% self-sustaining.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to start pooping and growing potatoes in my own poop in my bathtub.
I mean, that's what Matt Damon did when he got stuck out on Mars. Right?
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to poop on your potatoes.
Do you know who's going to be the watcher of those potatoes?
Who?
Haunted Elmo.
I'm not. Okay. Haunted, you know what? I'll send you the link. You can get him yourself.
I'm going to leave him in your house underneath your bed and you're not even going to know.
No. Absolutely
just
not.
Just like you did with your tooth in my purse.
I was hoping you didn't remember that. Okay, I think that's that for this bonus episode. Do you have anything else?
Quickly, before we go, what have you been watching on streaming services or reading or doing to pass your time lately during Corona?
Last night, Dennis and I watched the movie Satanic Panic on Shudder. It stars Rebecca Romijn and with a brief appearance by her husband, Jerry O'Connell.
Ooh.
And it's about this pizza delivery woman who comes to this big mansion to deliver a pizza. And they don't leave her a tip. And then they realize she is a virgin and so need to sacrifice her for their ceremony. And it is very funny and it is very good and creative. There's no special effects. All of the effects are practical. It was directed by a woman named Chelsea Stardust. It's freaking awesome.
It sounds funny. It sounds really funny.
It's really great. And this is going to be my new thing, by the way, at the end of every episode. If you, gentle listener, know anyone at the Shudder Network, please let me know and put them in contact with me because Dennis and I have a show for them. So if you know anyone at Shudder, put us in contact. What about you, Kathleen? What have you been watching, reading, etc.?
Oh, I've been watching. I've been devouring Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
How is it?
It is so good. It stars Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. It's based on the book by, I read it a couple years ago. And I have to say, I think the show, this happens on Hulu a lot. I think the show is better than the book. It's by Celeste Ng. It's definitely worth a read if you would like to read the book before you watch the show. But the show is so good. There are 3 episodes out now. I think there's going to be a total of 10 or 12 episodes. Definitely worth a watch for sure.
Fantastic. If you guys are watching anything awesome, let us know. You can reach us on all our social medias and just go to anacquiredtastepodcast.com.
Yes.
Is that our web address?
Yes. Anacquiredtastepodcast.com. We have a blog post up there and just check for updates, sign up for our newsletter, and Taste Buds, we'll be in touch.